What do you remember about Monroe, like when you were small? What was different and stuff? Or are there any major differences? I mean, how was the city?
Oh, yeah,
going?
There's a lot of differences when we were little. You know, we never had any cars until, mm-hmm. let's see, we were about maybe 13 or 14. My uncle got a car. Mm-hmm. He'd take us out to the lakes, you know, swimming and that. But when we was little, they had one streetcar that would go down to the piers. Yeah. And our folks would always take us down there maybe once or twice a month. And it was, they had like an amusement there, you know, and you could go swimming and do all that. And we used to go, then we always had boats too, and we'd always go down, there was a place called Raisin Point. And we'd all go down there and have, in the summer, and we'd have a family picnic. Mm-hmm. Then right in back of that, there was a, as you went down to the lake, there was a big, an old fishery there, Dewey Fish Shanty. And my uncles had a little cottage there, and we'd go down there a lot in the summer, too. And it was just at the mouth of the river where you went into the lake area. Mm-hmm. And we'd go down there and have picnics, you know, and have fun.
Did they have Sterling State Park back then and stuff? And did you go out there swimming or anything?
No, it was mostly, we'd go right down here. The piers was, well, it's practically where the state park is, but it was way over by the canal where you go out to the lake. Mm-hmm. And we'd go out and get there a lot. Mm-hmm. And then my grandparents had a farm for some wealthy family here in Monroe, the Sterlings. And we spent a lot of our childhood there. They had a big orchard. And they had a big farm, you know, and they had their own cattle, and we had all our fresh meat, and in the fall they fixed everything, you know, for winter. Mm-hmm. And they run an apple orchard, and my grandmother, she used to have a vegetable wagon, and she'd come, it was down on East Front Street where the Edison coal piles are now.
Yeah.
And then she'd come in up to Monroe to the stores and deliver vegetables and fruits. She worked real hard,
yeah.
Had a big farm down there, and it belonged to the Sterlings. They were an old family here in Monroe, and they had owned it, but they always run the farm for them. It was a nice, it's right on, like you go down to Edison, you've been down to Edison, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're on the expressway,
yeah.
Just before you get in, their farm was right in there. Then way back where the orchard school is now, that was all orchard. And my grandparents took care of that, you know, orchard. And we used to stay there most of the time in the summer.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you used to go to church? Like back then, what kind of, were the churches different or, you know?
Well, I think they were not too much different, though. We'd, you know, go to church. See, we went to that church, it's on the corner of 3rd and Harrison, I think, isn't it? United Brethren Methodist now or something. But it was an evangelical church then when we were kids. So then when I met my husband, I converted to his religion, to Catholic.
Catholic, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And when we were young, we went to, we'd maybe walk from way down the East End, we'd walk way up there past Monroe Street to church, you know, on Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Unless it was bad weather, we'd always go to church. Otherwise, we'd miss school, you know.
Like,
So I think like in Catholic Church, it was a little bit stricter than it is now. Because, you know, they're kind of relaxing on their laws a little bit. Otherwise, it was about the same where we went to that little church. It was very nice.
Do you remember anything like about the holidays or stuff, you know, like Christmas or?
Oh, yes, always the whole family got together, and my mother's family was big, and we'd always go to the farm for Christmas, and then on New Year's we always had goose. That was a French. They'd have, you know, goose and some chickens, but they, like a lot of times they raised, you know, their own poultry, you didn't have to go and buy anything.
Yeah.
And they'd always make mincemeat, you know, all that stuff for, and they'd bake, like, big log cans of cookies, they'd bake a great big bunch of them. Us kids would go down there and we'd have any kind of cookie we wanted or anything.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot different than it is now, you know. Everything's more like nowadays. It's
still commercial and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, commercial and even like, you know, do the things they used to do then, because now people think it's too much work.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Did they, like, the tree, did they have trees back then?
Yeah,
Christmas
but
trees
we didn't have
no light
then. Until later on then, because when we were kids down there, they had electricity in some places, but, you know, it wasn't like now all electric lights and all that. They just maybe had the bare necessities. Because my uncle lived down in another little old house, and they never did have electricity. They always had them kerosene lamps, and as I said, you know, that they had to cook, they had a stove in the kitchen, and they had two other heating stoves, because it was a big old home, you know. And boy, you go down there and sleep, you'd freeze to death. And no, you know, no bathroom inside.
Yeah, that's like my grandma's house.
It was
house,
really something, huh?
Yeah.
But you see what we've got today, you know. Cause we didn't seem to mind it, though. We were, I think you, whatever you're brought up in, too, huh?
Yeah.
You go right along with that. Because kids nowadays, if they had to get up and walk about the bathroom, they'd have to fill it up.
Did you go to, I don't even know if they, what, did you go to movies or anything like later and stuff, or any parties
yes,
or those kind
to,
of things?
We go to movies, and they had a couple theaters here in Monroe, small theaters, and they'd have mostly comedy things and that, you know, westerns, and we'd go. There was one down on East Front Street we used to go to. It was the old Reaper Theater. We'd go down to that. Then they kept moving and changing them. And then they had one down the East End. Well, it's Regal Hall now.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But they used to have shows in there, and they'd give dishes away every week. You could go and get a set of dishes.
Yeah,
I never did go, but I went a couple times with some of my friends, but I never. But some of them, they go every week and get a set of dishes, you know.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know what year they closed that. It's been closed quite a while. And it'd be, well, I think then the big shows in town, they built that new one in town, which is closed now.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of odd to close that. Because a lot of people that don't have a car or anything would walk uptown there to the show, you know. But now you've got to go.
Yeah.
Go outside, you know, outside of town to go to the show. Well, we used to go to dances a lot too. They had a lot of dances when we were young.
Yeah.
We'd go to out to Dreamland Gardens or Hickory Park. And then when my brother was older, and they used to have dances out at Luna Pier, and they'd have big bands there and everything. Big name bands, you know. But I was just a little bit too young for that then. Wasn't quite old enough. My mother wouldn't let me go. That means you didn't go till you were older.
Yeah.
But we used to go to dances a lot out here to Dreamland Gardens. And you probably know where Hickory Park is. They have they have a lot of like weddings there now. And they have a lot of company parties there, I guess, now.
Yeah.
But we used to go there. They used to have dances about twice a week they'd have them anyway, Thursdays and Saturdays. We'd all get together and go. Because that was just when the boys were starting to get their own cars. My husband always had a car after he got to working, you know, after he got 18. He always had a car. So then he get to go to dances anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And go to show once in a while. And them days too, they'd have a few house parties, but it seemed like the older people had them more than the younger. Because my folks would have party, you know, having the neighbors in usually. Once a month, they'd have like a card party or a card club, and they'd play cards and have a lunch, you know. But the young people kind of, as I got older, it kind of faded out. But they used to do that a lot, you know, for entertainment. Because a lot of the older people didn't like to go to shows or anything. They didn't care that much for them. Well, my husband was always, he used to, when he was a young boy, he used to help at the theater, and he loved shows. And he always was interested in all kinds of music and shows and anything like
just
that.
Like me, yeah.
And he, God, I got records in there, and you ought to see them records. I have to show them to you sometime close.
Oh, yeah.
All the old bands.
I do like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Because I was talking to that Gene Bathford that one time, and he said, don't ever get rid of them records.
No, yeah, okay.
But I said, well, what am I going to do with them if I knew somebody, you know, that wanted them could use them? Because I don't think maybe the girls would, but there are really a whole lot of them, you know, records, you know. But he'd buy all kinds of records. Anytime a new one would come out or something, he'd buy it. Just like you know, nowadays the kids like certain things, if you like certain groups or anything.
Like me and the Beatles.
And the Beatles,
all the Beatles,
You really enjoy that, though, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And someday it'll probably be worth
a
lot of money, or it'll be a really good collection, huh?
Yeah. Talking about records and stuff, do you remember, like, early radio or maybe TV and stuff?
We had the first, one of the first crystal sets in the mall.
Really?
No, I won it at church. At St. Joseph's, when they first opened that old church down there, it used to be a cigar factory. Then they remodeled it into a church, you know, and it was still like the factory, but they just remodeled it with an altar in it. Then in later years, they kept building around it, and they finally got it built up. It's a pretty church now.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a raffle, my mother won this old crystal set, and everybody was crazy about it, because it was really one of the first ones that, let's see, it must have been in the 20s, early 20s. And everybody come on, we listen to all them old programs, you know, them programs, some of them programs were really something. But we, then we always had a radio, you know. And we've had a television a long time. His brother was, you know, into that. He went to school and he had a degree in something, I don't know. He worked for, he was a operator for the Detroit police, you know, in the radio, and he knew how to fix them. And then he'd always come down here, and him and Tom would be fixing up something, you know, for the radios or television.
Mm-hmm.
So we always had a television. When the first ones to come out, the old metal ones, we had one. And everybody enjoyed them, the kids really.
Yeah, exposed them.
Larry's mother and them, they were little, you know, and they really enjoyed them programs. They had a lot more for children than
yeah,
they
did. Like Howdy Doody.
You know, I mean, more of a program for a child than they do now.
Yeah.
Well, they do, I guess, and I just don't, probably now I don't watch them because I'm at the age where I don't have no child, young children.
Yeah.
But I guess they do. They have quite a bit, huh, cartoons and stuff for children.
Mm-hmm.
But where I wouldn't be interested in that. I like television, though. I like a lot of programs. I like to watch a good movie. And I enjoyed that Roots, but I didn't get to see it all.
No, I didn't either. I missed a lot of it with work.
Yeah, that's why I missed quite a bit of it.
What do you remember about your early school life and stuff? How was school? And
well, I think they really taught school good in them years. Because when we went to school, we had to learn. If we didn't, they didn't pass you.
Yeah.
And I remember we had to learn our timetables, we had to learn everything. So as we got older, it helped us a lot, because when we go to add something, we knew it right away. Where some of the children nowadays, huh? They'll go to add and they can't. They've got to have that finger or a calculator.
Yeah,
huh? Which is okay, I guess, but I still think if you know right away, huh? I think that's one of the basic. Rules of education is to get that young training, you know, learn all that things when you're young. Because as you get older, you wouldn't want to be starting to learn any of that stuff.
Right. It helps.
And I went through the 11th grade, and then my father had died when I was young, and my mother took sick, so then I quit school.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at Weissel's drugstore for a while.
Really?
They used to have a fountain there, a big fountain. And they made all their own, you know, Cokes.
Uh-huh.
Made lemon Cokes, cherry Cokes, all that. Which you don't never see nowadays, you know, and they had their own syrups and everything. And I worked there until I was 18, and I was old enough to, you know, go into the River Race, and you had to be 18 to get in there. You had to be of age, so kind of, you know, insurance and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So then I worked there 9 years. But I enjoyed it in there because uptown in them days, and all the doctors would come in, lawyers and dentists, you know, you'd know everybody.
Yeah.
Them days, now, I don't know. maybe your own family doctor,
yeah,
you know,
right.
That's about all, or your own dentist.
Mm-hmm.
But them days, you a lot of the judges would come in, you know, the policemen and everybody. It was kind of like a, they didn't have too many places like you do now. You can just drive in any place and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And those days they didn't, but
right.
It was a nice place. They had, you know, good food, and they had a good business. And he was a nice man, that Mr. Weissel.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, like, what kind of pay you got? How much, or is that...
Yeah, when I first started working at the River Raisin, I think I made about $18
a week.
That was for around 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it wasn't too much,
no.
Huh?
But then again, things didn't cost too much.
See, and then, them days, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because everything was according to what you made them
mm-hmm.
days, too, you know. And, you can go to the store and get hamburger for a quarter pound.
Yeah.
Then you could go get any, you know, clothes,
mm-hmm.
pair of shoes maybe. If you got a real good pair of shoes for maybe $10, well,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of, you know, having a very good pair of shoes for $10 them days.
Right.
Now, $30, and you don't get too hot, huh?
What kind of things, what was your job in the Raisin River?
I was a stitcher on the machine. They stitched all these cases, you know, like for Fell's napkin.
Yeah.
And then we made them, you know, the beer cases?
Mm-hmm.
The heavy beer cases. They got that in there. Then I think I was there about 3-4 years, and they got that order. And they were real hard to do because they were real heavy, and you had to hold them real square and then bring that around and stitch that up, you know, stitch each end on
mm-hmm.
it. And they were real heavy, heavy fiber. And they were hard to do, but that's when we started making better money.
Yeah.
When that came in, that was kind of the beginning of when they started, wages started going up off it then. And then they just kept going up, you know, more and more. But even when I worked in that store over here, I only made $1.50. When I worked in the bakery, though, see, I belonged to a union, and I got union wages. I was getting $2.60 some an hour then. That was 20 years ago, which was pretty good. Because
mm-hmm.
now what is the minimum wage?
Now
it's supposed to go to $3,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think
it was in January,
uh-huh.
huh?
Yeah.
Is that what they pay there, huh?
Yeah, I believe that's how much we're getting now. Because I'm making more than minimum wage now, so it's
uh-huh.
hard to remember and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you were talking before about cars and stuff. What was it like when they were first starting to come around here? I mean, do you remember that kind of stuff when the cars were first being introduced and stuff, you know?
I had this uncle lived in Detroit. And he had one of the first cars around here. They'd come down on Sunday.
Yeah.
I've got pictures of it. It's an old Ford touring car, you know,
mm-hmm.
with them Eisenglass?
I don't even know.
And they used to, it was an open, you
yeah.
know, had the top on.
Uh-huh.
But then when it rained or something, they had to pull these, you know, side things
yeah.
down. And they'd kind of like button on there so the
uh-huh.
rain wouldn't
uh-huh.
come in. But he had one of the first cars. It was a Ford. Had to crank it, get out there, and they'd come down, and they'd stay, like on a Saturday, they'd stay till Sunday at my mother's house. And then they'd go back, and they'd have to crank that thing up. Be careful, you know, cranking it too, that she didn't get hurt. Then my uncle had, he had an old Chevy touring car, too. A lot of them, when the first ones come out, they were like, well, you've seen them movies,
mm-hmm,
haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, they were like that. Open cars.
Yeah.
Then they started getting them kind of more enclosed in the 30s, in the early 30s. Then they started making them more, you know, more enclosed cars. And then they kept going 33, 34. And then they were hard tops, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah.
But I remember the first ones, though. They were all open touring cars. And they go fast in them, too. Boy, they would fly out of there.
Yeah.
It wasn't on the staff yet to fly out.
Right.
But then my husband always had a car. He had a 54 Buick. And boy, it was the heaviest car I ever seen in my life. It was a real made, you know.
Yeah.
Real heavy steel.
We made him good back then.
And then Buicks were big cars anyway, huh? And boy, that was a big car. Heavy, weight heavy. You'll never see cars like that
again.
No,
not today. The small little things and they're rust out.
Not even that type of that quality of metal either. Because now they make them
mine's thinner. Rusting now.
And they make them thinner too.
Yeah.
Thinner gauge than they used to, because he worked in the steel mill quite a while, and he knew all about that kind of gauge the steel was, you know, and everything. But we always had a car, then after we got married, we had a Chevy and a Ford, no, two Chevys and a Buick. We always had General Motors cars, I don't know why.
Yeah, that's like our family, because we always get Fords, it seems like.
I think if you get in one line, you kind of stick to it, huh? But they were good cars, though. They'd last, anyway. But you didn't have the traffic that you have nowadays or anything, you know. And they didn't put that much salt on the streets when we were kids. They never put too much salt on it. Well, them days, and about you could really, most of the people around here could really walk to work if they had to. They didn't work, and now majority, I'd say half of Monroe goes out of town, outside of the city to work, or either to Toledo, or up to Trenton. All around they go, because there really isn't enough, you know, here for, and people are going to go where the money is anyway. They're not going to work for nothing. Not nowadays. There's a few that have to, but I mean the majority of them want to go where the money is. They don't want to work for nothing no more.
Well, do you remember like when World War II was starting and stuff and how it affected life around here?
Yes, I remember because we had just bought this house. We just bought this house. It was in... let's see. I think we'll be here 40 years.
Wow.
It's a long time. No, not 40. 30. Oh, we would have been married 41 years. I think we got married in 37. So that'd be 42 years, huh? This year. It'll be 42 years, it would be. Yeah, 47. 47, 57, 77, yeah.
Right.
42 years, it would be. No, we moved here just before Barbara was born, Laurie's mother. And she's 36.
Yeah.
So it's 37 years that we've been here. We'll be going on 38 years that we've been here. So that's a long time. And we were sitting in the living room that Sunday, and we'd gotten we had our TV then. We got one of those old metal TVs. And we were sitting in there when it came on the news, you know, the Japs had bombed Pearl Harbor, and my husband got awful upset.
But that was a shock.
Yeah. Because, let's see, that was in, wasn't that in 41 when they bombed us? Or 42?
I'm not exactly sure about the date. I know it was the 40s, but I'm not, you know, sure.
I think it was in September, and then I think I was going to have Barbara in that May, and he got awfully upset. My husband, because he didn't like war anyway, you know.
Yeah.
He never was, you know, he always was, I don't know, I mean, he would have went. Because he got called in the end, but he just got called in, I think it was 1945 he got called. And then that's when the war ended, then they wouldn't take, and then they didn't take married men with over three children, with three children or more. Because the war ended, then they had, you know, they didn't have to have so many replacements that, because the war had ended. So he, but he had his papers and everything from the pressman to go, you know, to report. But he would have went, but he just didn't like war, you know. Well, I guess nobody does anyway, but he... I think, too, especially if you're married and have a family, you'd hate to go and leave them, you know.
Yeah, well, let's see. How about sports? Do you remember anything about sports or not? Were they popular back then?
Oh, yes. Well, when we were young, it seemed like all our kids after we got into high school, we always went to all the football games.
Yeah.
And my husband, he helped Coach Waters on the track teams and that. I got pictures. He's got pictures of the track teams. You know, he liked any kind of sports.
Mm-hmm.
And then he always followed Monroe High and always kept track of them and Michigan State. He always. Because when them games were on, he never could do nothing.
He liked professionals too, like the Tigers and Lions?
Yeah, a little bit, but he liked more like the local school and the colleges, you know.
Yeah.
He was more like that. Well, them days they were more that, but now it's getting all, you know, they're getting a lot more professional. But he liked football better than anything. Then baseball would come, but he favored football more than any other sport.
Mm-hmm.
He really liked that. And he'd keep track of all the games, you know, he'd go to all the games that he could if he wasn't working. Sometimes he had to work afternoons, but he'd always go to all the football games, and then when Central started, he'd go to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
He really liked sports, so.
You remember anything about the Depression and stuff, how it was then?
Oh, yes, I remember that. See, I was born in 15, and that was in 29. So I was about 14 years
14.
Old. And my mother had, you know, always worked for wealthy people.
Yeah.
Because my father died when we were quite young. So she always worked for wealthy people. And my brother and his wife, we had an apartment upstairs, and they lived upstairs. And then he worked at... Maybe they wouldn't even know what Stone and Marr was then. It was a foundry down on East First in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And they laid off everybody. And finally, every once in a while, he'd get a day in. And that's all one day, maybe in a week or two. And it got so where we didn't have much money.
Mm-hmm.
And my one uncle was, he was a boss at Consolidated. And he kept working all through the Depression, and a lot of times he'd give us money, you know, to buy groceries and everything. And my mother, what little bit she worked, would help, you know. But we see, us children were all too young to work yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we made it through, but sometimes it was hard to get credit because everybody knew, you know, that there was no money around.
Mm-hmm.
And then what money the people, some people did have, and then the banks closed and you couldn't touch anything. That was the bad part of that Depression. They closed all the banks and they didn't have no Federal Reserve or anything where they had it. Nowadays, I guess your money's insured up
mm-hmm.
to so much.
Yeah.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Where if they would close, maybe you'd get something
off.
But them days it wasn't. You couldn't. And so we just all kind of, you know, we all had to stick together and if anybody needed anything, whatever money we had, we put it where it was needed the most, you know. And then my uncle, he helped out a lot because he worked all through the Depression, and he'd bring us groceries sometimes. And we did trade at that one store, but they couldn't give you too much credit. They did for a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty hard after a while.
Yeah, he couldn't.
They're low on money too.
And then he couldn't, you know. And after the banks closed, that really everybody got scared because you couldn't get no money out of them, you know. Even if you had money, it wasn't much good then because I don't know how much, do you remember how much they ever paid back? Did they ever pay it all back or not?
I don't even know.
I don't remember, huh? I would like to look that up sometime and see if they ever paid that all back. Or if you, I think you just got a, you didn't get it all back.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got a percentage of it, but not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, a lot of people who lost money though. And had. Maybe you didn't mean to.
And that kind of stuff.
Republican.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, there's so many weren't them days, you know.
Yeah.
Now it's Social Security, it's this, it's that. In state income tax, federal tax, you know. When did they start paying income tax, you remember?
I don't know.
I didn't either. I don't think I paid it. I don't know. When I started working in 1934. I don't think we had to pay any tax then.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder when they came in. Maybe that's some of that came in, I know Social Security came in 1936. That's when my husband died and he had to, you know, had to get that cleared up. His Social Security and everything. Mm-hmm. But I think people them days, you know, they were in pretty well interested in the government too. But there wasn't, it's getting big, the government, it's like everything else is getting so big, you know, there's so many different things into it.
Yeah.
And you've got so many taxes, and nowadays, I don't think we didn't have that many, but, well, we didn't have the money, they didn't make the money to pay that much, I guess, huh? Now everything's real big.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard to understand, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Back then, were the merchants more friendly and stuff, like in the stores and stuff, could you go in and...
Well, yeah, it seemed like, yeah, I don't know, you'd know, you'd go uptown, like to, they used to have a woman's store, Almonds, and they'd had, like, Myers had been there for years, but you'd seem to know them. Now, you know, where now your stores are getting more like all big companies, and they're run sometimes by local people. But them days they were owned by local people.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly all the local people, like Stottleman's for years was a furniture store, and then, you know, we bought all our things at Stottleman's. And then Klein's has been here a long time. But even them days you'd know the manager. Now I don't even know, you know, I've heard of them, but I wouldn't know them. Where like when we used to go uptown to Stottleman's or Almonds or all in places, you'd know. You know that the man at running would be right in there.
Yeah.
And the same way with all your meat markets uptown. I mean, they'd have a nice bakery uptown, a meat market. You know, you'd go in there, you'd know them. But now, well, it wasn't entirely as populated as it is now, either.